Very ready, much ready. I ain't going to. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, I believe if old Matthew will stay right on the front seat of God's house, amen, he'll finish this race. Praise the Lord. While y'all turn into Proverbs 4, I know you've not heard it today. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well in the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Hey, we are a lazy nation today. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. That's all I'm going to read of that. Proverbs 4. This thing on. Amen. I can't talk and I can't hear and going blind in my left eye. Praise the Lord. God's been good to me. I look back through my class, Emma. I look back through the boys I run around with. And the cemeteries are full of people my age. Here I am, still going around. And I'm going to tell you, it's up to you, church. It's up to you that our broadcast goes out spiritual. It ain't all up to me. If we all come together and had Jenny and I was in Mount Airy this week, and a preacher's wife come up to us. She said, "We listen. I listen every Saturday to the broadcast. I take no credit whatsoever. I know 55 years ago where I was at." Amen. And I remember God putting me on the front row of Fairview Baptist Church. Amen. To hear and to listen and to get understanding and to get some wisdom. Amen. You think, boy, you failed on wisdom. Amen. You ought to seen me back then. Praise God. God's done some things for me, and I praise him for it. I thank him for our Sunday school, our class. I thank him for our church. This week, I was in a church this week. The church will probably hold 175, almost as big as our church, 13 and 17. And we wonder what's happened. Bless God, there's enough people to take care of every school we got. Amen. They ain't got enough room and enough teachers, but the churches are sitting empty. It breaks my heart. Tears come down my cheeks when I thought 13 and 17 people interested in filling up the house of God. Dylan, I'm glad you've got an interest to fill your seat in the house of God. Can I tell you, when an old drunk gets saved, you get off of the bar stool and in the house of God. Amen. You quit reading true stories and sports and fishing every minute. He'll read the Word of God, the instructions of the Word of God. I got a message God gave me. I don't know, it's been a long time since this has happened. But I got probably 5 Bibles and all kind of rags to wipe my nose and where I've eat sandwiches and sit down and study, Todd. Todd thinks it's filthy to get around in my man cave. But I sat down and I opened my Bible, and it fell open on Proverbs 4. I hardly ever do that. And I began to read. And this is the message God has given me. The 4th chapter of Proverbs. Let's retain my words. That's what God's put on my heart. To retain. And to retain means to keep it, to get it inside of you. To let it work. To remember it. Let it retain it, to make it, to let it help us. Amen. For it to be alive inside of us. I apologize for my throat, but this is what God's given. It's all I can do. Praise the Lord. Maybe I didn't use it good enough when I had good vocal cords. 4th chapter, he said, "Hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding." I've never in my 81 years of life seen a time when many people don't want instruction. Many people don't want to be told what to do. Many people don't want to learn anything new or different. We don't want understanding of God's Word. Understanding of God's Word will separate us from the world. Understanding of God's Word will begin to separate us from family. It'll separate us from the things of this world. The Bible and our message today is to retain God in our hearts. Retain the Word of God in our hearts. And when we've got God in our hearts, listen to me, church. Honey, when we retain God in our heart, our desire will be to see another one saved. Our desire will be to help somebody that's discouraged and somebody that's down. When we retain the words of God in our heart, we'll care about our brother that's sick, that his sugar has failed out. And Brenda beat him up, thrashed his head in, beat him up. He said he won, but there ain't a mark on her. Amen. So who told him he won? The devil. Amen. The devil. That's what he's telling us when we get out of church and get out there back on drugs and the things that we used to do. And the devil are telling us we're having a good time. Larry said he believed his was the worst. "I'd like for you to come live at my house for a little while. Brother, I'd like for you to come live at 2 o'clock in the morning when the doorbell rings." Amen. We've all got problems. But I'm going to tell you something today. We've got access to the Lord Jesus Christ. We got access to the knowledge of God. We can know without a shadow of a doubt that God's in our house, that God's in our beings, that we're winning through the Lord Jesus Christ. Good to have our cousin with us today. Amen. Talk to him there Friday, Saturday. Never expected to see him visiting with us. Good to have each one of you. Nicky, good to have you back. Amen. I ain't going to call no names. But Nicky, it's good to have you back. Amen. It's good for us to be in the house of the Lord. Gene, it's good to see you in the house of the Lord. It's good to know our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I have read from Genesis to the end of the book in Revelation. And if I hang on to Jesus, I can't be whipped. I can't be knocked down. I can't lose. There's nothing can defeat me. I wish I could shout what I'm telling you, honey, glory to God, we are winners. Not today. We may have trouble in our homes, a sickness in our body, and things it looks like we can't handle. But Sister Cochran, we're winners in the Lord Jesus Christ. He went all the way to Calvary and died that you and I could be set free today. I have eternal. Listen to what I'm telling you. I got saved in 1968. I got enough of the grace of God to do me if I'll use it, if I'll exercise it. I got a portion of faith that can grow every day. That'll keep me if I'll use it like God wants me to use it. Honey, I can win every day. Honey, glory to God. But listen to me. I didn't go to heaven in 68. And so far, I ain't went to heaven in 2023. I'm still walking this path with the hand of God upon me. I got a race to finish. Then when I die, honey, it'll be whether I've lived for God or whether I've served the devil. It'll be heaven or it'll be hell. Honey, I'm living a life today that I want to go to heaven. Too many get saved and think they already in heaven. You ain't got there yet. You're going to have troubles. You're going to have sickness. You're going to have death in your families. We was in a place this week, and there was a sign over on the wall, and it said, Amazing Grace. I said, give me a cup of that Amazing Grace. And she just looked at me. I said, well, how much is it? I'd like to have a cup of Amazing Grace. There's people you can't talk to. There's people you can't joke with. I'm going to go back and try it at a different angle. But these people don't understand. I believe I can get a cup of Amazing Grace. And the price has done been paid. Amen. Price has done been paid at Calvary. I'm glad for what God has done for me. I want us to listen what the Word of God said here. It's so plain. He said, hear ye children, the instruction of your father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not my law. Forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son. He said, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. Only beloved in the sight of my mother. A real mama will fight to the end for her child. A mama, a real mama, won't let the lust of her flesh take her. One in our congregation told me, asked me this day, said, you ain't going to hold against me who my mama is, are you? I'm glad who your mama is, but it won't be held against you. I'm glad who your daddy is, won't be held against you. Get it under the blood. I'm going to tell you what's happened to our mama generation. We went to work to give our children bigger cars and bigger toys and more money and to fit in the crowd. And we left off love. We left off caring. We left off compassion. And many of our children today are in daycare. Many of them are on the street. Amen. Being raised by somebody else. Because mom and daddy both had to go to work to pay the bills. If we didn't want so much, mama wouldn't have to work. I remember, Janet, and I was preaching, and I told mama, I said, you're going to quit work, or I am one. Both of us ain't working. She decided it'd be best that she quit. Anything else you take on, you listen to what I'm saying. Anything else you take on, will take away from the work of God. I don't care what it is. Any sport. There ain't nothing wrong with fishing. But if a fishing eats into your mind, it'll take away from the Word of God. There ain't nothing wrong with golf except it's aggravating. Amen. There really ain't nothing wrong with it. But when it becomes to take place of your God, and it happens. It happens today. And we've not been mamas and daddies like we need to be. We've not retained God in our hearts. We've not retained the Word of God. I believe the psalmist said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you." I can take that scripture and think on it. Only if we retain God in our heart, we will not sin against God. But if I've got junk on my mind, I'm liable to come against God. I'm liable to fly mad at my brother. I'm liable to let a word slip. Think about it, church. We need to retain the Word of God in our hearts. We're coming to a message. This is a message God's laid on our heart that's going to help us. I know it's going to help us. And he said in the fourth verse, he told me also, and he said unto me, "Let thine heart retain my words." That's why we're preaching the fourth verse. He told me also and said unto me, "Let thine heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live." That's plain, honey. Keep the commandments of God and we can live. We can turn away the commandments of God and we spiritually die. Can I tell you today, our churches are spiritually dead. Our churches don't have enough conviction. Can I tell you, today there's not a one of you that's bound with handcuffs naturally. But they go in to the prisons and these boys that are incarcerated and locked up. And they go in to the homes where addictions has got them. They see a need. Today we're setting free in the house of God. And we see no needs in our life because we can get up and walk out of here. We can get in our car, go where we want to go, and eat what we want to eat. But that old boy locked up in that jail, amen, he sees no freedom outside. He begins to seek freedom for his soul. Can I tell you something? We have lost the wisdom of God. God wants us to have everything he's got. And he don't want us incarcerated or locked up or bound down by drugs or to be in some home. God wants us to be able to go free, amen, and to serve him willingly and say, "I've been set free by the blood of the Lamb." Glory to God. I'm not bound by prison. I'm not bound by drugs. I'm not bound by adultery. I've been set free by the blood of the Lamb. I can shout to victory. Politics can't stop me. Religion can't stop me. The Baptists can't stop me because I've been set free by the blood of the Lamb. Glory to God. God don't want me to just praise him because I've been bound. Larry Johnson, I've watched it and I think you said it this morning. If Larry goes back on God, and he can, but if he goes back on God, I know in my heart the thing that he'll do is alcohol. Alcohol, that's the thing God saved him from. That's the thing he deserved before he met Jesus. That's the thing that's still laying there that wants to eat him up. As long, well, glory to God, since I'm about to have a running speed, as long as we retain God in our heart, alcohol spirit can't come back. Somebody mentioned today about that old dark cloud, that old evil spirit trying to come back. I believe it was Thursday that old evil spirit visited my house. I'm led through wisdom and knowledge of the Holy Ghost, power of God. God let me know that it was the spirit of Satan come back to my house, want to enter into my body and depress me and to take me down, make me doubt, make me not shout, make me not happy. Glory to God. I recognize it. You have to rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We have become powerless today. The Bible said, the disciples asked, said, why can't we do these things? Jesus said, it comes through prayer and fasting. I'm about ready to fast, honey, for revival. I'm about ready. Could somebody agree with me? Act a day or a meal or a week, however you will do it, that we'd have revival. That Don Anderson won't come in name, but he'll come in the name of Jesus. That's the power of God. Overshadow our burning church and save souls. That you and I would get revived. Glory to God. Sis, it's good to see you again. It's been a long time. Amen. Thank God we were able to be in the house of God. Able to walk in the house of God. The only reason I wanted to come this morning is because I'd retain God in my heart. There's something in there that I'd retain that said, get ready, Bill. Get up. Get out of this bed. Quit being lazy. Go to the altar and pray. Read your word. Get up. If you're ever going to shout, you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to do something. I'm saying there ain't no spirit in our churches no more. If I'm telling the truth, I need to hear an amen.
Amen.
Amen. We need to wake up and have revival in our hearts and in our minds. He said, let thine heart retain my word. Words keep my commandment and live. Fifth verse, get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. We have declined from the Word of God. Oh, we was, I believe it was Jamie and I, maybe Thursday, I don't know. One day this week, an old boy's lost. Invited him to church. He said, these preachers, I hear them preaching people into heaven. He said, they standing in the pulpit line. I said, you're right. One that ain't live right at all, and they get up there and preach them into heaven. This old boy looked at me. He said, if I died right now and you preach my funeral, he said, what would you preach? I'd say, I'd preach you. I may not get this word for word. I said, I'd preach you had good intentions, but you never did get nothing right. You never did make preparation to meet God. He said, that's the truth. He said, that's the truth, and he walked off. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men. It teaches us to deny, that the Bible said, for us not to deny the word. But Titus says, deny ungodliness. Walk away from ungodliness. You think about it. This week, and you know where you've been. We've been in more ungodliness than we have godliness. Amen. We've walked closer to the devil's work than we have the godly work. The godly work. Think about what the Word is saying. Let me turn back here and read this. In the first chapter, in the seventh verse, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Our nation today, I heard this week on the TV that 300 in Forsyth County, 300 has been killed already. And I thought about the majority of those are 35 and under. when it gets their age. And I thought about most of them have got mamas living. And if they're real mamas, I thought, if you got killed, I know you ain't my blood, son, but we blood brothers. But if you got killed on the street, I would grieve. And just yours passing, your son passing, not being killed, just passing. And you grieved. And you grieved. But you think about that son or daughter that's shot on the street. Then, can I tell you, when my son got shot on the street, can I tell you, my mind went back, what kind of life have I lived? Have I been in church? Have I walked? Y'all know I don't miss church. Y'all know that. But my mind went back. Did I pray enough? Or did I go to church unspiritual? Did I go to church hateful? Did I go to church? I'm here. I'm going to stop the Spirit from working. Hello? Come on, church. Our churches are sinful that don't want the Spirit of God working in it. Don't want the Spirit of God moving or leading in it. And envy and strife and jealousy bubbles up. And when that happens, we're not retaining the Word of God in our life. So we are liable to do anything. We're walking right where the sinner walks. The sinner might do anything. That Christian with envy and strife in their heart might do anything. There's no telling what he would do. The Bible said, found his house swept and garnished, that he went back and he took seven of the spirits, and the last state of that man was worse than the first. Amen. Last state is worse than the first. We are good at justifying ourselves. That I'm pretty good. I'm doing all right. The Word of God will unjustify us. Amen. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. I believe today we've got too much smarts, too much education of the world. We need some wisdom of God. This right here is some of the parts that touch me. Some of the parts that just bubble my soul over. And he said in the sixth verse, forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. That comes with stipulation, church. Forsake her not. And I thought about wisdom and understanding. And the Word of God called her. Forsake her not. That's wisdom and knowledge. And she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. I'm going to tell you, that's everlasting life. It'll keep you if you'll honor her, if you'll honor wisdom, if you'll honor understanding. It's blessed my heart to think. I remember Mom been dead, I believe, 13 years now. But every now and then it still comes on my mind. And we're talking about Phil's mama. There's some things that even after she got Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease, some things that would get her excited. And I think every now and then, some of the words Mama said, Bill, would you just come and sit down and drink a cup of coffee with me? Well, Mama, I just ain't got time right now. Neighbors, be good to you, Mama, while she's here. Don't take off from God's work to go visit Mama. That ain't God's word. But you can find time from some of your junk amen, to go visit Mama. From some of your play parties to go visit Mama. Butch, I've been whipped over it. I don't know. What about you? Mama said I made the best coffee. I make coffee just like everybody else. But Mama wanted me to sit down and drink coffee with me. And I thought about how the book, the Word of God, takes wisdom and calls it her. And I'm going to call her Mama, Mother. Wisdom. Oh, glory to God. How an old hen. Jesus said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I have gathered you as a hen does her brood, and you would not. How that old hen could fluff up a little old bitty skinny hen. She could look that big when she spread out over them little witties. I'm going to tell you something. God is big, honey. I've heard it over the 55 years I've been saved, how people try to add to and make God bigger than He is. You can't make God bigger than He is. I can't pump up my testimony to make God bigger than He is. Jesus died on the cross that a sinner like me could be saved. He delivered me straight out of hell. Heading every day into destruction. And God delivered me. How can I make Him any bigger? Amen. How can I make Him bigger than that? Amen. I promised Bill I wouldn't be here all day preaching. We had a little girl visit us a week or so ago. She wasn't told them at her school or her class. Said we had service 8 hours up here. She spent a full day at church at Mount Vernon. And on top of that, she's out of a black church. So, that is telling us something. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, give wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. What I'm talking about is that we think because we've got the freedom that we can go do what we want to do. God didn't save me to lay on the lake on Sunday. Amen. God didn't save me to be at the drag race on Sunday. God gave me wisdom. He put in my heart some wisdom to retain the words, the wisdom of God. He said, why are you getting wisdom with all this getting, get understanding? All of this that we're getting, get some understanding. There's some consequences to pay if God is in second place. There's consequences to pay if we don't love God, if we don't retain God in our heart. Every man and woman here have got a place that Satan can access. And he can only the Holy Spirit of God can take care of it and take it away. Lust can come back in our life. Greed, overbearing can come back in our life. The spirits of the flesh can come back in our lives. I'll say it again. I ain't made it to heaven yet. Let me jump over in 3 and 13. Read this. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. When do you find wisdom? In Jesus Christ. 13th verse of the 3rd chapter. And the man that getteth understanding. When we begin to understand, the Bible said that we are just man. When we get to understanding that I'm no bigger than anybody, I'm no bigger than any of you. When I understand that my calling is below what you are, my calling is a servant. I'm not a king that sit back at the king's table, amen, with great crowns on and everybody waiting on me. I'm a servant to the people. Us preachers, glory to God, have moved out of our place and moved into our own flesh. Neighbor, the understanding and the wisdom I get needs to come from God. And I need to retain it in my heart. I need to remember the day I got saved. I need to remember that I couldn't even walk. Satan had me bound, cut off and closed down, and God picked me up. So who am I to boast anything other than Jesus? Other than Jesus. Well, glory to God. Glory to God. If I retain her wisdom in my heart and understand it in my heart, I'm going to tell you, I can't be depressed. I can't be beat down. I can't have sickness that'll eat me up. I can't have nothing to overcome me. I can't have trouble, children, that'll stop me. I can't have trouble in the church that'll stop me. If I retain God in my heart, I'm a soldier that can't be beat down. I'm a soldier with the armor of God if I retain the words of God in my heart. We're winners, church. If they say cancer, it's just cancer. If they say heart attack, it's just heart attack. But when Jesus said eternal life, that means I can't die. Well, glory to God. Glory to God. I can live forever in Jesus. I wish I could really get loose. I'd love to really get loose what I feel in my heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What little I can retain in my heart. I believe I can get a glass full of amazing grace. Amen. I believe I can get a whole gallon of amazing grace. I believe I can get enough faith to press through whatever's out there. Glory to God. Eighth verse. He says, exalt her. Exalt her. What's it saying? Wisdom and understanding. If I exalt wisdom and understanding, I exalt the church. I exalt my brothers and sisters in Christ. Because you're blood of my blood. I ain't as old as you, Emma, but you're blood of my blood.
That's fine.
Amen. We're one, church, when we realize that we're one. Boy, I missed you all Wednesday night, Lord have mercy. I missed you Wednesday night. I love you. Think about it, church. If Larry Johnson ain't here, y'all miss him? Just because he's loud. Y'all be quiet and you think you ain't missed. We miss quietness too.
Amen.
When you have a family reunion and some ain't there, we used to kind of recognize and maybe have some family reunions. About gone away. But I look at Mount Vernon Church and I miss them that ain't here. What's about us? A man tried to steal our members. The Bible said, the ring in his nose bringing forth blood. I'd like to ring her nose and bring forth blood.
Amen.
Amen. That ain't a brother that wants to hurt
That's true.
A church.
Yeah.
That ain't a sister that wants to hurt a church.
That's
God.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. I'll stand on it till I die.
Amen.
Oh, but you are my fellowship, preacher Bill. You're the fellowship, meanest fellow I ever seen. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. Think about it. I thought about it. Glory to God. If I exalt wisdom and understanding, said it would promote me. Again, that don't set me in the king's seat, but it might give me a shout. If I exalt wisdom and knowledge, it'll give me power when that evil spirit comes to my house. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Does that evil spirit come to y'all's house once in a while? Amen. Won't take me right back where I was at. Won't shove me down. Won't stop my shout. Amen. Tell me I ain't nothing. I'm a nobody. Well, devil, you just mad at me. I'm going to heaven, and you can't go.
Amen.
You can't go. So if I get promoted, amen, I'll get to move up a notch. If I got wisdom and knowledge, if I'll keep her wisdom and knowledge, I can say, devil, take a trip. Amen. You can't set up camp my house. Yeah. I ain't following you no more. I followed you to too many dance-offs before. Amen. Hallelujah, church. When you get out of here, go see Mama. Go visit with Mama. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou doest. Embrace her. Can I tell you something? We need to hug up wisdom and on understanding. She shall give to thy head an ornament of grace. An ornament of grace. Y'all may not see it, but every now and then, God gives me an ornament of grace. Amen. We can't see it, but it's there. We know that God gives us the grace period. When we mess up, He gives us the grace period to go straighten it out. Probably do us good if we go to some of our brothers and sisters in Christ and straighten some things out. Instead of carrying it on to the grave. Shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, and a crown of glory shall she deliver you. That's grace and honor. This may not mean nothing to you all, but Miss Ruthie told me about meeting a man and living Pilot Mountain. And they said they listened every week. Listened every week to our radio program. That's a crown for me. Amen. That's a blessing to me. If people take time out to listen. For me, I don't listen to radio. That's just me. But I'm glad they take time out to listen. That's an uplift. That's an uplift to me. When Butch comes in, says, five been saved at the jail. That's an uplift. DJ come in, three been saved. That's an uplift. It's an uplift if one says, I talked to somebody that you've helped along the way. Something that you've done. You know God is in the Word. That's an uplift. That's a crown. That's an ornament on our head. Nothing to strut about, but something we need to praise God and exalt wisdom and understanding. The church today is void of understanding. The American church has no idea what's going on in America. If you can't listen carefully, and we just let it go, if you can't stop for just 1 minute and look in Surrey County at the cartel, they could kill me next trip. The cartel has set up, and it's ruling many people. Let me say that again. Maybe they'll come looking for me. The cartel has set up in Surrey County, and it's growing like crazy. And it's sin. It's takeover. Money takes over our government. The love of money is the root of all evil. Y'all might better let it go by. There's many preachers that one time preached the Word of God, and they bought them a new car, and then they come under bondage. Now, Vern, I don't need a new car. Mine ain't got but 80,000 miles, and it's running good. It's running good. Grace, a crown of glory. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I'm going to read the rest of this quickly. Retain His words in our heart. It's the message God put on my heart. And we're talking about wisdom and understanding and what great influence God has put on the church. We are the mother church, the bride of Christ. We are the mother that's let down. We're the mother that's quit nourishing the children. We're the mother that's quit bearing children. We're the one that's quit bringing forth fruit. We'd like to blame it on the women or the preacher or one another. But neighbor, look around. How many of you brought to church lately? Hello? There's a work for us to do. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I've led thee in the right paths. I ain't got everything down pat, church, but I'm trying to stay with the Word of God the best I know how. I don't give my message over the internet, I can tell you that. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened. Listen to this. Thy steps shall not be straightened. There will be no hindrance. There will be nothing out there. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Glory to God. That's a promise of God. Promise out of God's Word. Take fast hold of instructions. Go ahead and get a hold of instructions. I'm going to tell you why I have such a hard time reading. I don't like to read nothing. I don't read the newspaper. I don't like to read. I don't like to read the Bible. I have to make myself. You know why? Satan don't want me to get instructions. He don't want me to know nothing else about God. I bet there's some ain't picked up your book this week. Shame on us. Shame on us. What are we going to fight the battle with? When they come with the mark of the beast, I know the Baptists will tell you, you'll be gone. You'll done be gone. But we, I don't know if I'll be gone or not. I may be here when they tell me if I don't take the mark. My wife ain't going to have no bread. My wife ain't going to have nothing. Think about it. I'm going to need Jesus. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Enter not into the path of the wicked. the churches has entered into the path of the wicked, and go not in the ways of evil men. Neighbor, can I tell you, our pews in a lot of places are full of different books. They're instructing people in different ways. I believe the King James is good enough for me. I believe it'll do for me. Avoid it, the Bible said, 15th verse. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. For thy sleep not, except they have done mischief. And their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. Y'all get that in a little bit. For they eat the bread of the wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is as the shining. Look at this. The path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more into a perfect day. So what he's saying in the 18th verse, neighbor, our light should get brighter and brighter and brighter. And I thought with a flashlight, the light is slim where it comes out of the light, but then it spreads out and covers more and more territory. Can I tell you something? We need to be a light in a dark world. We need to be a light that spreads out. The streets are full. Don't go by yourself, but there's somebody that God can send you to that'll listen to you. They know what God. And then when they come back, invite them to church. And then when they come to church, be here. Amen. That's instruction from God. I can invite them all day, and if I never come, there ain't nothing to it. There ain't nothing to it. We need to be an example. Example. Mount Vernon needs to be an example. Amen. Let me hurry. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not. It's what they stumble. That's it, Larry. That's it, Bill. They don't know what they're doing. If mankind, you sitting here today, if you realize that hell could be your home, you'd be in the altar now. But Satan said it ain't going to happen today. Neighbor, I was working with both hands in the woods, and a massive heart attack hit. I couldn't even pray for Bill. I tried to talk to God. You can't pray in pain. You can't pray when you can't get your breath. You better be ready to meet God when He comes. My son, attend to my work. Stick with it. Incline thine ear to my sayings. 21, let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. I thought about the cross on so many people's that wires, and that's fine. But I thought the cross was such a shame. But it's a blessing to me. It reminds me when somebody's got it. A bill buckle or two that says, praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord, and it's a blessing to me. And it blesses my heart when I see somebody pass in front of my car trying to read what it says. It said, love never fails. Pastor Mount Vernon Church. It'll start a conversation. The Bible said, wear it around your neck. Amen. Wear it around your neck. Let it get into your heart. Keep the heart within with all diligence. It tells us to keep our heart. That depressor that visited me this week tried to mess up my heart. tried to mess up my thinking. God help me to keep my mind stayed on you. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. If my heart don't pump, I ain't alive. If I ain't got the Word of God restrained inside my heart, then I'm not doing anything for God. Put away from thee a forward mouth and perverse lips. Put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. Do we need blinders like old horse? Do we need blinders? Preacher Bill does. Amen. I'll be honest anyway. Ponder the path. Look where your feet's going. Look where your feet's going. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Are we established today? Let's establish it right now in our heart that we're going to retain wisdom. We're going to retain understanding. We're going to retain knowledge. I'd like to tell you something, just a little something, about the man that wrote Proverbs. Solomon had more wisdom, knowledge, than anybody before him or anybody that will ever follow. So he knew what he was talking about. And he took understanding from God the Father. He took wisdom from David, his father. Amen. So he knew what he was talking about. 700 wives and 300 concubines. He knew that your heart can be taken away from God. He said, retain my words. Retain what he's given us. That Solomon was concerned about us, sent from God. Retain the words. You say, oh, I won't fall. Look what I'm doing. Look what a work I'm doing. Only if we fool around. If I go lay on Myrtle Beach the rest of my life, I'll be eat up. Amen. I'll be eat up. I know Bill. Ponder the path of thy feet and let all the ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left hand. Remove thy foot. Evil. Remove thy foot from evil. Solomon knew this thing can happen. Solomon knew that we could go down a wrong road. Retain it in our heart. If we got to go back every day and remember that day we got saved. Remember the condition that we was in when we got saved.